This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. It's Friday, the 3rd of August, and it's almost time for us to wrap up. We're on to our final story. Before we get to that, though, we started off the show today with a question about if you could tell somebody off anonymously via email, would you do it and why? We started off a poll at the beginning of the show. We'll update you on what the poll results are towards the end of the break a little bit later on, but we've had some more WhatsApp messages. We've had a few other bits and pieces. Arvin, what have you got for us?
So this message comes from he says that it depends on the context. If the situation is desperate, then anonymity is needed, like in Japan. If it's in our culture, in our context, though, then we would abuse it because we already have the privilege of working channels, some better than others, to help save us in desperate situations. Ultimately, the end game is to have a place where one can go for help.
Mm-hmm. Any more?
No, that's about it.
Christine, have you got anything?
We just have a tweet here from @SivaShankar_, who says, why anonymously? Just be frank and tell them politely.
I mean, yeah, but, again, yeah. If you listen back earlier.
We have one from Dr. Kyrie who wants to one-up Christine with a 7R, revenue-reducing, resistant, ravaging rodent ruins rice.
There you go. See?
See what you've started.
The one thing that I'm good at has been taken away from me, so thanks for that.
Nat Mosa has said it could victimize the alleged predator if the system is abused. How to prove the crime? Capybara Barra at 1543, lovely name, says, why anonymously? Face-to-face if you cannot still go face-to-face with the mediators around. Good questions. But again, you know, it's referring to a different culture, people who generally don't like confrontation.
Or can't confront.
You know, so, you know, in some ways, I think it's a great idea in the fact that you could just voice out what you've wanted to voice out without there being any culpability. But of course, something like that will always result in some kind of people taking advantage of the situation.
Yeah. You know?
Wherever it is. Anyway, let's move on to our final story. It is the weekend, of course, so it's a nice, timely kind of story to talk about.
Yes. So it turns out that some of the tools that managers hope will empower and inspire people can also lead them astray. One big example of this is the fact that a lot of companies now employ schedule flexibility, which means that people can flexibly, quote-unquote, work early in the morning or on Sunday afternoons or in destination airports en route to vacation. And, you know, instilling a sense of autonomy and ownership makes us feel fine. But it turns out that an emphasis on collaborative teams can make people feel like they're failing to support their colleagues if they don't respond to emails when they are, quote unquote, unavailable.
Right.
So even on your time off, if you don't respond, you kind of feel like you're letting down the team a little bit.
Yep.
So a recommendation that employers and managers can use to create more beneficial policies for the staff are something called transition days.
Oh, hello.
Yes. So on the day before and the day after of vacation time or any kind of break from work, the idea is just don't schedule any meetings. Put a block on your calendar that lets your team know you're not accepting any meetings this day, and use the time before leaving for vacation or the weekend or whatnot to clear your task list.
Hang on. But normally, for us, it's a case of I'm just trying to get that last interview done.
Yes.
Or I'm just trying to do the... Yeah, okay.
Yep. And then you can informally touch base with key team members to hand off any tasks and then generally set things up to run smoothly in your absence. On the return transition day, you can go through the emails that have piled up and get caught up with what's happened while you were away without having to rush to meet about something that you're not clued in on. And then critically, having that return transition day means that you don't ruin your Sunday night or the end of your vacation by plugging back into work to prepare for the next day. So it says here that these transition days work because they create a bit of slack in your schedule for the unexpected, directly address our failure to plan for all the small details that need to be squared away, and also facilitate team communication. So if people know for a fact that you're not going to be available, they're going to want to sort something out before that time
is
the idea. And the writer of this article found these transition days so useful that they've started to make every Friday a transition day. They don't schedule any meetings and they use these unscheduled time to clean up the work to-dos generated by the preceding 4 days of the week.
I kind of like this idea.
Interesting.
So this is a particularly interesting one for me because, as you said, Rich, you know, for us working in this business that we work in, sometimes we can't really afford that. We just have to get something done at the last minute.
Yeah.
However... taking a day or maybe taking half a day, maybe like the latter half of the day to completely block that off just to catch up, maybe might be a good idea to just transition, as it's called, into the weekend.
I mean, let's say, for example, when one of us goes away on a longer holiday, whether it be, 10 days or a fortnight or whatever, we have like the handover kind of procedure where you're telling people what's coming up, what's been scheduled, what's been recorded, what's coming up live, where the interviews are. A very similar kind of thing to this transition thing. So I think it's a good idea, something like this. And I know of a few companies that do something very similar. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have a message from Miss Go, who just said about the transition days. He said, she says, ha ha ha, the transition day concept won't work, Ben. Nowadays, clients will just WhatsApp you for their requirements, even if you tell them you're on vacation.
That's true.
Which is true. This, I think, is for freelancers. It's like one of their biggest problems. Right. Because they have no off days.
Yeah. I hope anyway that at some point in the future, in the distant future, but in the future nonetheless, that people can just respect other people and their time. You know, that's something that really, like, it hurts to hear that, because you would think that as people that work, especially like in media and with a lot of clients, that they would respect your time off.
Yeah.
Here's a question. Why can't something like WhatsApp implement a out of office reply? I think they do for business.
All right, WhatsApp, listen up.
I think they do for business, but I don't think they do for personal accounts. I mean, something like that would be very, very useful, because then the client would know, you're not ignoring them, you're actually on holiday, and that you will catch up after a certain date.
Yeah, because after a while, muting without actually responding kind of may seem passive aggressive or something.
Yeah.
They should be able to have brackets for you. So there's your WhatsApp contacts, you have like one bracket for work and the other bracket for home and family. So you can sort of send the message out to the people in your work bracket.
Mm.
So or people who are trying to contact you about work. So they'll get that message and go like, okay, this person's away. They're not checking any messages from this bracket, this specific one. But if family contacts you, then it's okay. You can still read your messages.
All right, WhatsApp, get on it.
Get on it. Mm-hmm. Right, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of the show. Do we have any more messages we need to pick up on before we wrap up?
No, that was it.
Sort of an update on the poll, but not really, because it hasn't really changed. Still, it remains that 91% of people would actually anonymously tell off someone who was harassing you, and 9% of people would not.
Interesting then. It's been an interesting debate today, folks. Thank you very much for all of your WhatsApp messages, your tweets, and your comments on our Insta story. We're going to wrap up for the day, but what we'll do is we'll quickly run through the stories that we covered. Just in case you missed anything, you can, of course, listen to the podcast. It's available at bfm.my or via our app, which is available at the Apple Store or on Google Play. So
We started off with a Japanese website called Sorehara that offers offers anonymity for a variety of grievances.
We moved on to another story. It's not about anonymity. It's about underarmity. I just made up a word.
Oh.
How it's the absolute pits. How underarms became the new frontier of advertising over in Japan. Yes, they actually did that.
Then we spoke about Penang's paddy field pest problem, or as Christine called it,
The reproducing, ravaging, rodent ruined rice.
Or as Dr. Kyrie calls it, the revenue reducing, resistant, ravaging, rodent ruins rice.
I prefer his, I have to admit.
That's fine. I know when I can take a hit, guys.
And then, of course, we finished up with...
And then we talked about how the secret to actually enjoying your vacation is making a transition day before it starts. Like I'm going to after this.
There we go, folks. That's all the time that we have for today. Have yourselves a lovely weekend, though. Coming up after the news is, of course, the Breakfast Grill replay. They spoke with Dr. Lim Ma Hui, the former Penang Island City Councillor, on the merits and issues of the Penang Transport Master Plan, as well as his thoughts on the overall development of the island. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. Meanwhile, some music coming up from The Replacements with I Will Dare, followed by a little bit of New Order, who are waiting for the siren's call. That's all coming up here on BFM. Don't go anywhere. More stuff coming up after these messages on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.